Jack Tech Talks. Passionate about technology. YouTuber, geek, tech head, internet personality. Here you will find a variety of podcasts talking about the coolest products on the planet. From the newest smartphone to surprising gadgets and technology you never knew existed. It's all here on Jack Tech Talks.
Welcome to a new episode, and we're talking about the Rode, I have to say it correctly because my friend will correct me and send me a message later, the Rode Wireless Go version 2. So this is the first version I've got. This is the one that the go-to I use all the time. It's a really great piece of kit. I'm just going to go through the history a little bit, maybe not too in deep, but just why I'm using these ones. So it's great when you're recording. I do a lot of video recording, and I have a presenter and I have a guest in front of me, and I need to get really good audio back to my camera. I've tried using those overhead microphones, those sort of like gunshot microphones they call it, but I always seem to get a lot of background noise, and I have to then sort of move my guest away from background noises, and sometimes it can be quite difficult. But using lav mics, that has worked quite well, but it's all the cables you have to put in with it, and if they do forget to take it off and they walk off, because sometimes when you talk to a guest they will walk afterwards, and you end up putting the cable on the camera and everything goes over, so it's a bit of a mess. So what I thought, I need wireless. So if and it gives them freedom as well, because also when you move around and the guests move around, you know, you're not worrying about tripping over cables, you know, and you can be on the go, you can be on the move, and you can't do those sort of like walking shots. If you've got cables dangling everywhere, it just causes a huge trip hazard, not just for yourself, it's not just for the guests and stuff, it's public people around you, and it comes quite difficult. So I want to go like a wireless solution. I've been looking at lots of different options out there, and they always seem to be a single channel, one person only, blah blah blah, and it's, oh yes, I've researched lots of stuff and lots of shit as well, and I came up with the Rode Wireless Go microphones that came on the market, and I thought, this is brilliant. I was working very much with just a presenter, doing stuff on screen, talk about local news, and just creating fun bits and pieces. So this was a great piece of kit to have. I was able to move with them in and out the shops and backs and forwards, and not worry about trip hazards, cables dangling everywhere. So this was great. I have to use an adapter for a phone, but obviously I was using camera, so this has worked great. Just plug straight in and away you go. And I don't have to worry about lots of batteries, because I used very much a Rode wireless solution before, and it was a very big backpack, and it chews through batteries like nobody's business, and it's horrible. So I decided to invest into these little monkeys, and I invested in a Tascam recorder, so I can record my audio really separately, and maybe I have a second set for a guest, so that then I've got my audio. So when you're shooting video, I want to make sure my video quality was good, and my audio quality was good. And using the Wireless Go was fantastic. So my audio was up. I've already been quite well with my always shooting 4K, so quality on video has always been great. But adding this to it, perfect audio. It's based on wireless, 2.4 gigahertz transmitter, and it's got a really nice long range. And you can get a presenter down the end of a shop, and you can be at the beginning of the shop, still hearing perfectly clear. I remember doing a piece at Camberley Theatre, and I'm a presenter walking down the stairs, and it's quite busy, lots of traffic going backs and forwards, lots of noise clashing about. It's a busy theatre. I can hear her perfectly away down the stairs, and as she comes towards camera, that made it like awesome. That's great, you know. And that audio is perfect, absolutely perfect, and they're great in like busy environments, because I don't seem to have any interference from other Wi-Fi devices. Works really well. So I decided to buy a second pair, so I can have a presenter interviewing people on camera. Amazing. So using my Tascam, I was a second channel on that, allowed me to have then two wireless goes recording audio, and that's been very much my go-to camera, my go-to setup straight from there. It's been absolutely awesome. And they do a white version now, so if you're into filming weddings and you want to capture the audio from the groom and the bride, you've got white versions that will match the bride's dress, so you can hide it away but still get perfect audio. Use the black versions for the groom, and it's all hunky-dory. And you can use the lav mics with these as well, because obviously these got built-in microphones, so that you don't have to have a lav mic, and it can clip, and it's got a clip, and it can clip anywhere on the person's around the jacket bit, and it works brilliant. You can even hide it as well, so you can kind of hide it and still get good audio. But then using a lav mic is brilliant, so it comes a bit like a microphone pack, so you can have that on the belt or hidden in the pocket somewhere, have the lav mic coming up, and you can hide that very much on the collar, shirt, or whatever you can hang it on, still get damn good awesome audio from it as well. And I said the battery life is great, 7 hours battery life. I charge this once and it's good for a whole week. just go on for a whole week using them. Absolutely brilliant. So that's where I'm at the moment. So the new version is got the new version coming, which is out now. I'm going to give Toby a bit more details about the new version and reason why it's better than what I'm already using. You're probably thinking, you've got great audio. It's brilliant. Why are you changing? Why do you want to change? Or why is this new version out that's different to this version? Find out more after I do a song by Anthony Jay. He's a singer-songwriter I've been working with quite some time. We're working with about 20 singer-songwriters at the moment. It's allowing us to use music across our podcasts we do. I mean, this is just one of like six I currently run. And it's great to put a bit of music in it. Lighten the mood up a bit. It's a great way to advertise them as a singer-songwriter as well. So here we go, Anthony Jay, and this is She Say.
Firework of this New Year's Eve. It's her first date and she leans on me in the bed of 100-year-old trees. There we are, watching countless stars, a city at our feet. Someday I'm gonna pick her up if I take her to the place, because that for the first time she will give me a smile. Always doesn't say, baby, hey there, missed you. You're the brightest part of the day.
Baby, hey there, missed you.
You're the brightest part of the day.
Baby, hey there, missed you.
I like she's different than me in some ways. The kind of person you just can't replace. You simply know if she goes, it just won't be the same again. Everything I'm that I feel, I finally found my missing puzzle piece. I try hard every day to have what it takes to keep her happy with me. Yeah. Someday I'm gonna pick her up and fire, take her to the place. We kiss her for the first time, she will give me a smile. She always doesn't say, baby, hey there, missed you.
Amazing, Anthony Jay, She Says, amazing, really good singer-songwriter. More from him on other episodes very soon. So yeah, back to the Wireless Go now. So the Wireless Go, they brought out a new Wireless Go version 2, and now it's actually one receiver and two transmitters or two microphones. So you can have then literally, because at the moment I have two pairs of these, so that basically I've got to have two transmitters on my camera side. and obviously then two microphones. That means like extra cables going in, and it's quite difficult. So if you're going to be filming on your camera or actually on your phone, and you're not recording or have a separate audio recorder, it makes it difficult because you can't put two devices into one, you know. And using the Bluetooth wireless ones you see out in the market today, which is like it's only designed for one person, not two people on their own microphones. And you don't want to be sitting with those handheld microphones and passing backwards and forwards while you're speaking, and it looks terrible. You like to hide, it's nice when you hide the microphone and you've got really good audio, then people can guess and go, oh, audio is brilliant, how's he doing it? How's he doing it, you know? So, I mean, I've got shotgun microphones like this one here. And you can have it up above, out the camera shots. That's great, but it does still pick up a lot of the background noises. And especially if you're in a town centre area and you've got lots of noise going around you, it's very difficult to get rid of that noise. Where microphones, lav mics, you can hide it on the body. Body acts like a soundproof mechanism, so it gets a person's voice. If there's any noise going behind you, it very much limits that right out, because you really want to hear the person you're interviewing and your guest. You need to hear them. So these are absolutely fantastic for that. So, and that's the bit I've got. So you've got two boxes, one side recording into the Tascam, then a microphone for each of the guests talking to. It's a bit of extra kit. And if I want to use my phone sometimes, which is easy to just get out and film, it's hard to hang it all off. It's getting multiple adapters. I brought an adapter from Rode that allows you to put two mics into it as well, using the GOES or two lav mics. And there's a lot more cables. It hangs off the phone. If you've got a gimbal on the phone, the gimbal doesn't like things plugged into it that weighs the phone down. It's a pain in the backside. So with the Wireless GO 2, now you get one transmitter or receiver and two microphones, so it's a three pack. So you have two microphones, wireless goes on the guest and the presenter, and you got one single transmitter that actually has two channels recording both those together. And what's brilliant about it, it's a dual channel wireless microphone system, so it records two sound sources simultaneously. Or you can have them, put them in as single channels. So if you want to, when you come to your post, you can take the presenter's voice out and just have the guest in there, or you can take the guest out and put the presenter's voice in there. You got options to play with it. And the battery life is still 7 hours long. And with these current ones I've got, you got USB-C for charging only. But on the new ones, USB-C, you can plug it into your laptop. So you can record directly to your laptop if you're doing a podcast. And it's great if you're doing a podcast with somebody else. You've got two wireless microphones transmitting to a laptop which has the audio, your recording software on it. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. If you're doing presentations, awesome, absolutely awesome. So that way you've got less to carry around. Battery life is really good, and you can see both channels recording. And the other thing they've actually added in there is adding literally able to record directly onto these. So if you let's say for instance you're recording to your camera and somehow your camera decides not to record the audio, you still got audio backed up onto here. And you can put them in as an edit. So you've got a backup, absolute backup. I think that's brilliant. And it's great, absolutely great. So let's go through some sets. So the world's smallest Trulu wireless microphone has been reborn. The Wireless GO 2 is an ultra compact and extremely versatile wireless microphone system consisting of dual channel receiver and two transmitters. Incorporating the same unique form factor and professional sound. Yeah, they're still the same size. Same form factor, sound quality as the original Wireless GO, with groundbreaking potential pending technology. The Wireless GO 2 is a perfect microphone system for a wide range of content creating applications. Some complicated words there. The Wireless GO 2 boosts a range of powerful features, including the universal capability with camera, mobile devices, and computers. So if you've got a USB-C cable and you've got a phone that has USB-C, plug it directly into it. Job done. It does come with other cables, so a lightning cable to USB-C, which is perfect with. And because it's only one cable coming off, you may be able to use it on gimbals now, so it's not weight coming on there. So if you just literally, I've got an adapter on my one that allows you to put this, because obviously it's got a clip on this, like a shoe mount clip, you can clip on to the handle of the gimbal. And the cable go around, that'd be perfect then. So long as stuff doesn't pull on the camera when it's on the gimbal will be fine and work with nicely. So that way you can have two people walking at the same time as you're doing the interviews. That's awesome. Dual channel wireless microphone system, 2.4 gigahertz digital transmission, 120-bit encryption, crystal clear audio up to 200 meters, line of sight, optimized for extreme stable operations in dense RF environments. Basically means there's a lot of Wi-Fi signals around, you know, or you got a group of people with mobile phones going off and things like that, it works fine. I've never had any issues with audio loss or quality loss or signal loss with these things. They pair, they match, they're perfect. So these come straight paired out of the box, so you don't have to worry about pairing them up and things like that. And there's different functionalities you can do on there to see. You can turn one channel off, so you can have just one microphone on if you wanted to, or you have both microphones recording, as I say, like separate channels, or as a combined channel if you wanted to as well. Onboard recording for 24 hours of internal memory, which is awesome. So I mean, most of the time I do is half an hour to an hour recordings, and I tend to download everything afterwards the next day, something else. So literally 24 hours internal memory, that's amazing recording on that side. Options to record each channel separately or combine them for ultimate flexibility in post-production. Safety channel flex it, gain controls. So you've got a button that you can press a couple of times to turn the gain down or going back up again. Optional for recording each channel. Safety channel, flexible gain control, three-stage pad expansion to 10-stage. Don't know what that means. Inbuilt rechargeable lithium battery, up to 7 hours battery life, designed and made Rogue Precision, manufactured in Australia. So these are really good products. I love it, absolutely love it, and I'll definitely be investing in the Wireless Go 2, because that basically eliminate me down carrying too much kit. And because the USB-C on those now plug directly into a USB device, that makes it even better. And if I'm doing a podcast with just two people, I don't have to carry all my Rogue equipment around with me. Just carry a phone, plug it in there, audio, because it comes with its recording app as well. You can bung that on there. Job done, really nice and simple. And it works with all the normal accessories because it's the same form factor. It's got the same clip on the back, clipping onto your shirt, t-shirts, tops, whatever. And it's got other accessories that go with these as well, which also work as well. So that way you don't have to change anything. Comes in for around about £260 on Amazon, which is normally, if you buy two of the normal ones, they're around about £150 each. I think they retail £199, but my first pair was about £150. Second pair, I paid about £140 off of Amazon. So that ain't too bad. I'm going to probably keep my ones currently because they're really good to use all the time. Still working great out of the box. I've had them for almost a year now and still working and still charging. Don't have any issues on battery issues on it at all. Again, I can use them for the whole week before I recharge them. So it's absolutely brilliant. And the 2 version now is going to be so much more easier on people recording on their mobile phones. So you can have 2 people in front of the camera recording all day long, basically. Absolutely amazing. And I like the idea of the backup feature, so you don't lose audio. I've had that a couple of times before. I recorded, gone to play it back on my camera, and I lost the audio on the camera. But luck enough, because I always record a separate audio anyway, that's been my backup. But now we're just having these directly into my mobile phone, because my mobile phone records just as good as my normal camera anyway, so there's no difference there. That means I don't have to carry so much equipment around. So it really sort of does lighten my load, as they call it. Absolutely brilliant. So there you go. So I'll put all the details of where you can purchase by it from in the description on the podcast for you guys. And I'll be doing a video review when I purchase my version on YouTube. So do check out my YouTube channel out. And thanks for listening. So hopefully that'll get you inspired to make your audio better. So if you don't own a Wireless Go, invest in a pair. If you're recording, vlogging every day. I've seen so many people out there vlogging on their camera using camera internal audio. It's horrible. Yeah, it's great. You've got crystal clear video. But the audio needs to be as good as clear for people to really sort of pay attention to your videos. So definitely worth investing, whether you go for the 2-pack, so you can have 2 people on the camera, or whether you just still go for the old version, which is still sellable, £145 from Amazon as a single pair, but it's down to you. But I definitely would worth buying the new version. So if you do get a guest on, you've got that there ready if you need to use it. Absolutely awesome. And it's only probably another 50, well, yeah, it's about 100, no more, £100 more. Definitely worth investing, though. I mean, if I didn't have the Wireless Go, what I've got, I would definitely buy that. But I'd be definitely buying the 2 to upgrade my kit, because I think it will lighten my load, less cables to carry, and it will work with my gimbal. Which is brilliant. I always wanted something to work with my gimbal, because obviously I go in and shops, and we also do a lot of video in and around the shops, talking about the products, and they're moving around a lot. So it'd be great, absolutely great on that side. So thanks for listening, guys. And and I'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Jack's Tech Talks. For more episodes, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google, and Spotify. Don't forget to subscribe to stay fully up to date. Also, check out our new website, www.jacksgear.co.uk, for more reviews and videos.